Okay, gentlemen, interesting. We're going to be looking at interesting biolocha. I want to just is Stephen on? Stephen, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, Stephen, I want to point out that I made a mistake on yesterday's question that you asked. Very correctly, you asked the question. I said something which is incorrect. If somebody's talus drops, you asked, if he puts it back on, if he has to wrap, if you have to do an ituf. That was a question that you asked very wisely yesterday. What I responded was incorrect, because it sounds like from the poskim, all you need to do is you mashmash betzitzis, you need to fill the tzitzis and make the bracha, and you don't have to make an ituf. So I'd like to correct that, because it was a good question, and this is the answer. Okay, I also want to point out that tonight, see if Tizayin and Yudzayin, and then perhaps look a little bit at the Bialocha as well. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Simon Chesiv Tizayin, Halom Betaliso Belailo, somebody who sleeps with a Betaliso Belailo, which in this context over here means somebody who sleeps with a tzitzis. There's a lot of Yidden out there who sleep with a tzitzis. So the question is, what happens in the morning? Pardon? So the question is, do you make a bracha or not? You didn't take it off.
What's the Indian to do that?
So they said, well, you don't wake up as soon as the morning starts. Certainly not in the summer. You may gain hours and hours a week of mitzvahs tzitzis. Pardon? Oh, who says the mitzvah is dafka by walking? You have to put it on without by walking, but there's also a mitzvah. Anytime when you're sitting or lying, you also become the mitzvah. There's no shy about it. So along betalisa balaylo tzorich levoichal baboyka. Somebody who wakes up in the morning and he was wearing his tzitzis the entire night, he makes a bracha upon waking up. I feel him like pshat even if you didn't take it off. The tov lemashmish boy b'shas bracha, it is good, it is proper, it is right to be mashmish betzitzis when you make a bracha. So the point of being mashmish betzitzis, the feeling, the sensing of the tzitzis, is always in the context of when you're making a bracha. Ideally, you should make an ituf. If you're not making an ituf, then at least mashmish betzitzis, you should feel and sense the tzitzis, which is second best option. So tov lemashmish boy b'shas bracha, you should make the bracha. You're not putting it on, you're wearing it already. But you should be mashmish betzitzis at the very least. Yeah, make a bracha. If you slept with your tzitzis, you make a bracha.
You do make the bracha.
Yep.
Presumably for a kodol, there's no time. You still can make the bracha on the...
Correct. Based on what we said, according to the Ramad, that's correct.
So it doesn't make any bracha on the time.
This is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there. I just want to do the Ramah first. Says the Ramah, similarly, if somebody puts on the talis before the morning, which, by the way, we do that in slichas very often, depending what slichas you daven, but very often you're going to put on the tzitzis before, or even the talis, before it is, we can even talk about the talis, you put on the talis perhaps before it's the daylight, or if you daven an early minyan now in the winter, you may put on the talis before it's really the right time, which is okay.
So
the Ramah tells us you could do the same. You could put on the talis and make the bracha later, but just bring a mashmash betzitzis and you make the bracha later. That works. Now I know that the minhag is in many places that we don't, and you will only put on the. You'd only put on the talis when you can say the bracha. Which minyan do you daven, Rabbi? If you daven the early minyan, that's relevant for now, right? So a lot of people will only make the bracha what stage of davening?
Whenever the earliest.
Right. So according to the Ramah is telling us now, you could really make the bracha. You put on the talis at beginning of davening, and you make the bracha later, that works. I believe that many don't do that because there is, what's the practical disadvantage? You put on the talis early and you make the bracha later. What is the disadvantage of that? More practically speaking. So in terms of Ovelas Yosson, you're right, But you could, we've learned previously that you're not really losing the Avodas Yosin if you're Mishmash Betzitzis. The Mishmash Betzitzis is a bit like the Ituf. But you're right, you're right, you're right. It's Mishmash Betzitzis before the Bracha. Yeah. Torah Mishmash B'Shaz, the Shulchan Aruch says B'Shaz Bracha. B'Shaz Bracha. I think that there's another problem. Although it's true, the Avodas Yosin is a good point. Yeah, but Mishmash is second best. But I think there's another problem. What's that? I think that what's going to happen is a lot of people are going to either not going to say the bracha, or they're going to say the bracha at the wrong time. Imagine, everybody puts on the talis in the morning. Some people will forget and they'll make the bracha. Some people will get confused and everything. And then when it comes to the right time to actually say the bracha, a lot of people will forget and might get it wrong. So therefore, it's like, you're anyway not gaining much of a mitzvah. It's not the Zman of mitzvah yet. You're not gaining anything by having a talis earlier. That's why a lot of people will refrain from putting on talis at the beginning and will put on a talis later with a bracha. But really, you could really put on the talis earlier. It's an important point. Really, you could on the talis earlier and say the bracha later with Mishmash Betzitzis. Perhaps it's Ma'aseh. I don't know. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. Now the Mishtabu Mishtabu says. That's an important Mishtabu over here in the end of Sif Kotman base. Discuss what happens if somebody sleeps by day. What do you do about a tzitzis? Really important question. Rabbi Isai, somebody who sleeps by day, do you recite another bracha on your tzitzis upon waking up? Hefsek. You've interrupted your mitzvah. You've lost your complete Hesek Hadas.
Even though you're still doing it, as you said.
But Hesek Hadas. Mishnebu Siv Kotten says, Ayoshem b'yoyim shnasa tzoroim, I mean, towards the end of Siv Kotten Mabez, four lines on the bottom in these editions. Hayoshem b'yoyim shnasa tzoroim, somebody who sleeps by day. You're talking about taking off. Umeisim olav a talas kotten, you take off the talas kotten. Yeishdeis ben apoiskim, yuzebich lal eschadas, is machloikas. It's better to cover yourself with the tzitzis. Then certainly you don't need another bracha. So Rabbi Yisrael, it sounds like from Mishnah Berurah that you're certainly not losing the bracha when you're wearing it. Furthermore, if you're sleeping and you're wearing it, you're not losing the mitzvah. It's interesting, Taka. And if you're covering yourself with the tzitzis, you're not wearing it, but you're covering yourself with the tzitzis, you're also not losing the bracha. However, if it's interesting, I'm now thinking about it, I don't know why, Taka. I don't know why. Surely you could argue it's Hesek Hadas. I don't know.
What do you take?
Pardon?
Take it off to go to sleep.
Yeah. If somebody sleeps with the tzitzis, why does he not lose his bracha? It's evident from the Mishnah Berurah that you don't lose your bracha. Why not? I don't know why not.
But the mitzvah doesn't say you have to be awake to wear
them. But why is it not Hesek Hadas? Why isn't it considered that you've lost the mitzvah? Because I know you're not conscious about the fulfillment of the mitzvah.
So you're still doing the mitzvah.
You're still ultimately making the mitzvah, so you don't. You know, but I understood from earlier Sifim that you need some sort of consciousness. She's saying that you don't really need much consciousness. And that's maybe sufficient. Okay, perhaps. Okay, Rabbi, I want to see if you sign. Allow you a few minutes. Somebody who covers himself wears a beged. Somebody wears a garment which is chay betzitzis. In other words, what? What's the requirement to be chay betzitzis? Four corners, and there wasn't tzitzis attached to it. So you wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis attached. Bitel mitzvah tzitzis, you are positively mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis. So there is how should we say, bitel mitzvah tzitzis, you not cancelled. What's the word? You annulled.
Nullify.
What?
Nullify.
Nullify, is that the word? Nullify? Bittle mitzvah tzitzis. So according to what? Yeah, it's not really missing out. It's worse than missing out. You're positively mevatel. You're positively annulling the mitzvah that you should have fulfilled. So if you don't wear a four corner garment, that's you missed an opportunity. That's what you said. You just missed an opportunity. His is far worse because you've got a four corner garment which positively has to have tzitzis, and there wasn't tzitzis there. So here's the difference between wearing a four corner garment and not. If you're not wearing a four corner garment, you've done anything, you know, you haven't done anything right, you haven't really done anything wrong. But if you are wearing a four corner, there's no tzitzis attached, then you're positively mevatel a mitzvah. The tzitzis chayv is gavre linin zeh, shem nischas betale, zeh chayv olav chiyuv. Right, okay. Meaning the covering aspect.
That's less than being a lomish. Is that what you say? Even if you cover yourself, you're not actually wearing it.
Yeah.
Is that what
you mean? No. Over here, it's referring to Loshon Shulchan Aruch as well. Liskasa beveged. It means covering, wearing. It means covering. It means wearing. Okay. Just as a little footnote, before we allow you to say a few words, I just wanted to following yesterday's conversation about Abshalom Zalman. Do you remember we spoke about Abshalom Zalman disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, what was the case? That's right, the talis dropped, yeah. That's exactly the case. The Shulchan Aruch said that you make another bracha, Shlomo Zalman says you don't. So we were confused about it. So I did see that there is an explanation that, I don't know if Shlomo Zalman apparently, the explanation apparently is that Shlomo Zalman said that that nowadays, since we wear the talis during davening, and it is embarrassing to be without talis. So therefore, what's the point? Since it's much more embarrassing than in previous generations. So therefore, there is more das. You have a positive das. Pardon? Yeah, exactly. For the whole duration. We've got positive das for the whole duration of tefillah because it would be embarrassing to be standing without. And therefore, even if it falls, we haven't disconnected ourselves from the mitzvah because we had more of an opinion, more of a da'as, more of a kavana to where the tzitzis throughout the entire tefillah, as opposed to what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Apparently, that's the explanation of Shlomo Zalman. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, having said this, we've completed Simen Ches. We will be starting Simen Tes next week, which is the discussion of what actually, which materials actually require tzitzis. So which garments, do you need to wear woolen tzitzis to be mekayim the mitzvah? What about synthetic? What about the nylon garments and all that? What about the tzitzis, which are, the neti ones? What are those called? Yeah, do they need, do you put on tzitzis on those or not? So all that will be covered. But Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy next week.